Country star John Rich thanks Joe Biden's FBI after Trump raid, see you in November. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 11, 2022. Country music star John Rich reacted to the FBI raiding former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, proclaiming, see you in November. A big thank you to Joe's FBI for raiding Trump's home. You guys just poured 81 million gallons of premium Patriot octane on an already blazing freedom fire. See, you are good for something after all, much appreciated. See you in November. Rich tweeted on Wednesday. On Monday, in an unprecedented act, the FBI executed a raid of President Trump's home. The federal agents were reportedly focused on documents the former president may have taken with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago after leaving office. Rich is not alone in his thoughts, as most Americans say the FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home has motivated them to vote in the 2022 midterm election. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Wednesday found. This is not the first time the country music star has expressed conservative views. Last month, Rich released a new anti-woke anthem, ironically titled Progress, which reached the number one spot on iTunes country music chart after the singer promoted the single on President Trump's Truth Social platform. Listen below. Last year, the country star told Breitbart News this weekend that the very liberal majority of those in the country music industry have become emboldened to push woke leftist ideology publicly in contravention of the views of the majority of the country music audience. Rich said the mere threat of cancellation keeps conservative-leaning artists from speaking out, arguing it is actually a step deeper than cancel culture, ultimately creating a divide between the country music industry and the country music audience. There are many conservative country music singers that just won't say anything to push back against the ideologies that aim to erase what they care about, Rich tweeted last year. Why? You know why. I hope soon we see them start to speak up. The country music industry is out of touch with the audience. If the greatest generation would have had the same attitude as today's leaders, we'd all be speaking German or living under the flag of Japan, Rich said in another tweet last year. Patton/MacArthur weren't fueled by soy and wokeness, the singer added. It was fierce patriotism and the willingness to die for America that saved the world. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.